Back on the big show, it's a community connection each and every Saturday at noon right here on KGMI. Let's see, you can listen live, obviously, at KGMI.com. We also put our all of our podcast interviews up there. Conveniently enough, on the podcast page, you know, top of KGMI.com, you'll see podcasts. Scroll down, you'll find Community Connection there. I'm Bill Davis, welcoming back my good friend Marcia Neal. She is a senior advisor, Guided Solutions, been there since 2005. How you been?
Been good. How you about
okay?
You, Bill?
I'm doing great. I'm okay. You know, it got warm for, no, it got cold for a while. Yeah. Then it got warm. Yeah. And it's probably going to get cold again. And then it's probably going to get warm again. Hey, we're in the Northwest, you know. I was just thinking it was funny for, you know, February. You know, don't we usually have like 8 feet of snow on the ground and, you know, 25 degrees?
Well, we need the snow up in the mountains
at least.
Yeah, it's not staying up there. So.
But it was like 60, you know, a few days ago.
Yeah.
No complaints for me. Anyway, tell me about your insurance, your independent insurance agency, he asked, knowing the answer to the question.
Well, as Bill mentioned,
yes.
I am the Guided Solutions. I'm with Guided Solutions, an independent insurance agency with local offices in Bellingham, Linden, Freeland, and Everett, Washington. We specialize in Medicare, but also work with individual insurance as well, and we have served our local communities since 2003.
I've lived here almost 20 years. Why am I not familiar with Freeland?
Freeland.
Where is that?
Yeah, it's out. I believe it's Island County out past Oak Harbor. It's out in that area.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
huh.
It's a great little area, beautiful area. We have a new office, part of our Guided Solutions.
That's why I don't know about it. It's a new office,
It's
right?
a new office for our, they've been out there for a long time, but they're part of Guided Solutions, and we have a great, great crew out there, and met them all. They're wonderful people.
Well, I'm assuming, much like you guys are doing in the other offices, they got nothing going on. They got nothing to do. They're twiddling their thumbs. They're playing a little canasta because the annual enrollment period, you know, I never should try to pronounce that. I should just say AEP. For Medicare health plans, that's done, right? December 7th, the deadline.
It's definitely
so
over.
That's gone. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what? Did you just sit around and watch the Kelly Clarkson show on Como 4? What do you do?
I know, Bill. I know that's what you think. But this time of year, we are still assisting our clients with any issues that might have arisen from their new insurance plans, such as wrong provider name on ID cards, premium payments that weren't received, provider network questions, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We also have a lot of clients who call us this time of year upset their Part D drug plan isn't covering their medications. This is a really common call. I want to remind your listeners that their Part D drug plans may have a deductible they have to meet. Medicare allows Part D drug plans to have up to a $545 annual deductible in 2024. This means you may have to pay the first $545 before your drug plan steps in and starts helping with the cost of your medications.
You know, I just thought of something when you were talking about deductibles. You know, I'm going on a year now about, remember the issues I had started last February.
Yeah.
I had the aneurysm, and then they said I had to have a bypass and, you know, all this other stuff. I love Medicare and I love Medigap. I love the policy that I have, you know, that picks up the other 20%.
Right.
I think I've told you this before. I'm not sure I have even seen a bill yet, or maybe I paid a small deductible or something.
Yeah.
But you got to realize for what I went through, you know, the explanation of benefits that I keep getting, you know, it's cascaded $500,000. It's maybe $700,000 because it was serious surgery and all that. But yet, it's amazing with a Medigap plan and with Medicare. It was like, okay, I guess maybe I paid a couple hundred bucks here and there, but that's about all. I don't think I've even gotten a bill for anything.
Yeah, you have wonderful coverage. It's
I
really
apparently
good.
Do.
And
by the way, one of the reasons I have wonderful coverage is the person sitting across the microphone from me helped me out. Remember, you helped me out when I was looking for the Medigap plan.
Yeah, drug coverage.
It's incredible, you know. Yeah. So I say thank you so much. Full disclosure, basically, Marcia helped save me a whole bunch of money.
Well, I think we were surprised because we didn't think you'd need anything. And then immediately you took
bang.
That fall
the
and hurt
minute,
your leg.
Oh, yeah. I broke. The minute I went on Medicare, it was like, bang, I broke my leg.
And then
I had this and this. And by the way, I'm still, you know, I'm still alive and health. I've recovered 100% from everything.
You're one of the healthiest people I know. I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Well, my wife keeps saying, you're so healthy. When are you going to retire? And I go, well, I don't know. What about people who are thinking about retirement? Can you help them?
We are. So, okay. So retirement is really not for the faint of heart.
Not for me.
We all be doing it if it was. Yeah. Not only do we worry about losing that regular paycheck, but you worry with inflation on everything from, you know, electric bills to groceries. How long is our money going to last that we've saved for retirement? And at the top of the list is how much will healthcare cost? We have a lot of folks calling to gather information that will help them decide when they can feel comfortable retiring.
Well, let's talk about those folks. They're probably looking for info. I assume it's not too early at any stage to contact you guys?
Exactly. So folks can come visit with one of our agents and get general information on how Medicare works, what type of plans can be purchased, and why they may want a plan to go with their Medicare, and then get general ballpark figures they can use to look at their budgets and make plans. As they get closer to actually pulling the trigger, they should come see us for more specific information, as the plan's cost and coverage can change a bit from year to year, as well as their own needs may have changed as well.
And you know, when Marcia helped me find that Medigap plan, and you know, we signed it up and got everything taken care of, for her services, I tried to give her a dollar, and she wouldn't take it from me because she said, "We don't charge anything, do you?"
We don't. No. We never charge a fee for our services.
Boy, I was cheap, wasn't I? Trying to give you a dollar.
If when they do decide to retire and need a health plan like you did, we get paid by the insurance company you choose. So if they purchase their plans, that's how we, if you do it through us, that's how we get paid.
I could have given you 50 cents and you still wouldn't have taken it, would you?
No, I can't take it.
enrollment period, individual plans, has that gone away as well? The deadlines happened?
Yeah, it happened. Yeah. So the annual enrollment period to join or change plans ended on January 15th. However, if someone has recently moved to Washington, has lost their health coverage through a loss of employment, divorce, anything like that, then they may have a special enrollment period to enroll into a health plan either through the Washington Health Plan Finder or directly through the insurance carriers. They should call us right away and we can help them look at their options.
Well, it's good that there still are options because, you know, I tend to think deadlines are deadlines, but sometimes deadlines aren't deadlines.
Right. People have specific things that happen to them that opens up a special enrollment period.
Anything else you want to cover?
I do. So the state is continuing to review the Apple Health enrollee accounts. Again, Apple Health is the health insurance coverage provided through the state for low-income individuals. We are seeing a lot of notices going out to individuals that their Apple Health program is being terminated. These folks need to update their accounts with their correct income and may have to look at traditional plans. So normally these folks will qualify for tax credits, which can help lower their plan premiums, but the coverage and premiums will still cost them more than what they had with Apple Health. I highly recommend these folks call and let us help them review their options. They have a very limited time from the time they lose their Apple Health plans to get enrolled into a new plan. If they miss this special enrollment period, they may have to go without health coverage until next year.
As always, I'm confused, but you have unconfused me. That, by the way, that's not a word. I just made it up myself.
Oh, unconfused?
You've unconfused me. If somebody is as confused as I am about this, should they contact? How do they contact you guys at Guided Solutions?
Right. So, we would love for them to call us to visit with one of our local agents in person, by phone, or video chat. Call us directly at 1-866-733-5111.
I always appreciate Marcia Neal coming in you are the senior advisor.
I'm getting there. Yeah.
At Guided Solutions. I always appreciate you coming in and putting up with my silliness. Can you do me a favor? First of all, find it in your heart to forgive me for all the silly questions. Secondly, can you come back again?
I'd love to.
She's patronizing me again. Marcia Neal, Senior Advisor, Guided Solutions, will continue with Community Connection here in just a moment on KGMI.